Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrock and Tommy Gester.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. Let's start this hour with another giveaway. Static X. You remember Static X? They're coming to the Cotillion. This one, May 26th. And you can get a pair of tickets here. All you got to do to win this one, this is not a caller contest. This is a text contest. So if you're listening to us on the Odyssey app, you have a chance at this if you're listening later in the day. Text the letter X to the short code 20357. That's X to 20357. Good luck. Good luck. Appreciate it. We got a comment from Cracked Glass on YouTube. Not sure what that means. Hope that's not anything inappropriate that I just rolled out there. Not boring topic at all. Somebody needs their coffee this morning. No other position judged to this degree by Super Bowl rings. Tony Gonzalez beloved by the Chiefs. We were awful in the playoffs. Tommy got mad. You got mad at me for talking about the Royals offense last week. And that one, I felt like I caught a stray for something on the Derek Carr news. What should we talk about? The truest championship, Tommy Sepstraka?
No. No, look, I think the only reason why I get a little bit frustrated is I feel like you're wanting to try to like bait me into this debate about Derek Carr not being.
No.
Because like you're throwing all these stats at me about comparing him to these other quarterbacks, and I'm like, he's fine.
Derek Carr's fine. You were a Derek Carr guy.
I don't think that you and I have a debate whatsoever about this. Like, cool. Like he was a good quarterback. He made up for I think a limited skill set. I don't think he was like this overwhelmingly impressive athlete. I think he was fine. I think he made the best of the bad teams that he was on a lot. And in a lot of cases, like I think the win-loss record, which I know that's not a simply quarterback stat right there. I think that if Derek Carr hadn't have performed in the way that he did, I think that win-loss record would be even worse than 15 games under 500 in the regular season. I think that he did basically everything he could possibly do single-handedly to try to help those Raiders teams win more than what they would have without him. So I'm not going to debate you at all about where Derek Carr ranks overall in the pantheon of historical quarterbacks. Like, you can put him wherever you want, and that's fine. I'm not going to argue with you. Like, he was fine. I don't think he was a bad quarterback at all.
I'm not trying to debate. I don't have a strong take on where. I'm not trying to debate it at all. I think we think the exact same thing about Derek Carr. That was never my intent. My thought, my whole reason to even bring that stuff up is just sometimes how fortunate guys are to land where they land. And he was very unfortunate where he landed. And we see those quarterbacks a lot. Like, we see them. And then what it makes me wonder is, like, because there's so many of these guys in the league right now. Baker Mayfield. Early Baker. Like, what if Baker Mayfield landed where some quarterbacks who aren't as good are in the perfect spots, right? And it's able to propel them to Super Bowls. And there's so many of these guys in the league. And, you know, if you're a Chiefs fan, if you're a Bills fan, if you're a Ravens fan, like, you just sit there and think, God, we're so dang lucky, right? Like, that we got these. You don't have to wonder about this stuff. And sometimes these quarterbacks, and Carr, I'll say this about Carr, because I think we do think the exact same thing about him as a player. World-class individual. I mean, I don't know that there's ever been a more thoughtful, like, in a positive way, quarterback at the podium in some really gnarly bad situations, right? In the way he handles it. He was pretty unclutch. We talked about Eli Manning. Like, Eli Manning was clutch. He was a lot of things. He threw way too many interceptions. I think he was severely overrated. He was pretty clutch. Like, he made some big plays when he needed to make some big plays. Carr didn't do that, and that hurt him. And his best years were there with Gruden, I think, and Gruden was a good coach, and I think that was reflective. But, man, it does. It takes all of this stuff, and he's, to me, it's more of a, like, you had this guy who's pretty good, and you could never do anything with him, and there's all these reasons that doesn't work. When you think about the teams that get on these heaters, like the Chiefs are on, and even when it's not Super Bowls, but like the Bills are on, like, you kind of have to have it all line up to get there, right? Look at the Cowboys. The Cowboys have had a bunch of really good players, and I don't think they've had the coach, or they've had a good coach and they haven't had the good players. Like, it, the NFL's wild like that. Like, that's why I brought some of those other quarterbacks up. It's like Stafford's now a Hall of Fame quarterback. Man, he was stuck with the Lions. They couldn't win crap. But it's the same player, and he's putting up great numbers, and then it's like, oh, okay, yeah, that's right. He is pretty good.
Yeah, and, you know, with Carr's legacy overall long-term, and I'm taking some of this from a column that was written in the Las Vegas newspaper over the weekend after Carr announced his retirement, so I'm not coming up with this myself. I think that there are some good notes on this, like the question about the Hall of Fame. Pro Football Reference has a Hall of Fame monitor. The average quarterback in the Hall of Fame, the score, and I don't know what it all goes into it, but the average quarterback Hall of Famer, their score is just over 100. Derek Carr's score is a 46. Again, I'm not sure what all goes into that, but it's far below the threshold of what all the quarterbacks in the Hall of Fame have scored on, at least on that monitor, as they're tracking Hall of Famers. So that's one thing for sure. The other thing that I find wild, and I think this sums up the career of Derek Carr as a whole, that just, like, it's mind-boggling to me that they could never really get, the Raiders could never really get him the support and the talent around him. He's the only quarterback, as of right now, in NFL history to throw for at least 40,000 yards in his career and never win a playoff game.
That's crazy.
Ever, like, the only quarterback to throw for 40,000 yards and never win a playoff game. So I do recognize, I do understand why it makes this conversation more complicated and more difficult about where you put his legacy and where he finishes his career. I think some of it too is the fact that, you know, we cover the Chiefs, we follow them pretty closely, and for a number of years, we saw Derek Carr a lot. We saw him twice as much as teams not in the division saw him. And so, you know, you get up kind of close and personal to him a little bit, you watch the way, and there were so many times that I remember watching Chiefs and Raiders games and thinking, man, if only Derek Carr had a little bit of talent around him, or if he had some stability, if he had a competent head coach, if he had a competent front office, if he had other people around him, would they have been a champion? Probably not. I think the limitations for Derek Carr, the ceiling is certainly prior to winning a championship, but I certainly think that they would have been a whole lot better had he had a little bit more stability and talent around him.
And he lost plenty of games too. Yeah, I mean, I agree. We agree. Like, we're in total alignment with Derek Carr. I think I just like the guy as much as anything. It's just the that position. I know I say this, like, in all of sports, to me, is just it's the most fascinating position for, like, what leads to success. How does it all line up? Like, who's more or less talented than the other, who's in the perfect fit, who's a better, like there's so many of them.
Yeah, I hate that exercise so much because it's next to impossible to be able to try to do that.
You can't, but like you can point most of the time, like in baseball, right? You can point to the traits that are going to make a good pitcher a lot, right? Like you can point to a lot of that stuff. Basketball is probably a little bit more difficult, but there are a lot of that, right? Like if you're this caliber of shooter, or if you're I think it's the hardest to do, and it's not with all positions in football. It's just that one.
I think the only reason that I was a little bit cranky in our last segment is because if we're talking about, if the debate is Brady versus Mahomes as the GOAT, like let's have that conversation all day long. And those are the things that happen, you know, at the very, very top of the mountain to try to assess and evaluate a guy that's not going to make the Hall of Fame, that never won a playoff game, that is 15 games under 500 in his career in the regular season, only had 3 winning seasons over his entire 11-year career. And we're talking about where he ranks like lower down the totem pole. I'm sorry. I just don't have the energy to have that kind of conversation because ultimately it's inconsequential. It doesn't matter.
And now the Saints can begin their quest for Arch Manning in like a full circle, because they're they got nothing. Why don't they trade for Kirk Cousins? Like, what the hell are the Saints going to do?
Well, they don't have anything. They did use the second round draft pick on a quarterback this year.
Who'd they draft?
The guy from Louisville.
I don't think he's very good.
Used a second rounder on him, and they've got Spencer Rattler.
What's Aaron Rodgers doing? Like if he really wants the attention, he should say, "Ooh, I might go play for New Orleans."
Oh man,
like,
can you imagine? I mean, like that's a conversation that I'll have. I couldn't care less about Derek Carr's legacy, but I want to talk about what Aaron Rodgers is going to do. That's what I would rather talk about.
Yeah, I love any quarterback conversation because I think they're fascinating. I don't know what the Saints are going to do. They're going to be bad. It's the Arch Manning Bowl, I guess. I mean, he's not the unquestioned number one, but there's like a conversation around like who should be the number one pick, who should be the number one quarterback, and you're the Saints and Arch Manning's there. Do you even have a choice?
No, you have to take
at that
him.
Point.
You have to take
you,
him
you'd
at that
have
point,
to, right? And I never subscribed to that. Like you take them. No, they would have to take Arch Manning. Like they would not be able to not do it. Like you couldn't not do it. That's what we'll be watching with the Saints this year, because they're going to be pretty bad, I think. Who's their coach? I don't even know who their coach is now. Who's their coach?
Kellen Moore? Your buddy, Kellen Moore?
Yeah.
Your favorite coach of all time, Kellen Moore? How do you forget that?
I don't hate Kellen Moore as much as I probably sound like I don't like Kellen Moore. I actually like Kellen Moore. I didn't like him with the Cowboys, but I think he's pretty good. I don't know how good a head coach he'll be. We'll find out. All right, we'll come back. More Sports Daily. We return.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Okay, take it easy. We're going on the air.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Sports Daily. I want to tell you about the summer concert series presented by Odyssey. How about that? This is a really cool thing that's been going on for a while. I don't know if everybody here has been out to the great facility there at the Capitol Federal Amphitheater in Andover, but sort of the first leg of this will be out there. And then there's some at NASCAR Park in Wichita, too. But it's the summer concert series presented by Odyssey now this year, and it'll be a lot of fun. So on June 20th is the first one, so a little more than a month away. It's across the pond. And then on the 27th, it's King Midas, Jet City on July 11th, Big Fat Fun on July 18th. The cool thing to me about this, and I don't want to speak for anybody else, is it's free. Free live music every Friday night from 8 to 10 at a great venue, like a great place to just kind of kick back and chill and hang with the family and listen to some music. I think that's such a cool thing. And I think that venue is underrated, quite honestly. It's very, very cool the way you have it set up with the park all around it and stuff. So that's the summer concert series presented by Odyssey this year. And it gets going in about a month.
Yeah, looking forward to it. The cool thing about the summer concert series, you mentioned the fact that it's free. These bands are local and regional bands. And we get to that point of the summer where, you know, you kind of get through like River Festival time. You get through the Wichita Open. And then it's kind of like the dog days of summer. You've got 4th of July, and then it gets, you know, kind of hot out there. And there's a lot of other things, you know, going on. But on a Friday night, what else are you going to do than go enjoy some free live music at the Capitol Federal Amphitheater and then at NASCAR Park? So we're excited to be a part of it again, and some really good bands playing this year.
Yeah, it's anytime you can get outside this weekend and the weather, if it told you anything, it's that it's get outside season, right? Man, I like, you want to talk about, is that picture perfect weather? It's not picture perfect for every activity. I get that. Like, it's not quite warm enough for the pool, maybe, but it's not far off. Like, it was hot.
Yeah,
it felt hot.
You couldn't get more of a perfect weather weekend than what we had a couple of days ago and yesterday. Like, it was so freaking nice. It's funny because we went out to Crestview Country Club, great supporter of the program, went out there yesterday for the Mother's Day brunch, which, by the way, the food was phenomenal. It was so good. It was so good. But it was funny because, like, there were some people that were out on the golf course, but it was not like your typical traditional Sunday, like, busyness out on the golf course because it was Mother's Day. And I'm like, man, like, there are a lot of guys like me that are looking out the window right now, and they're just, like, wishing they could be out playing golf.
I'm glad to hear that, but this is I think it's the first Mother's Day brunch we've missed in maybe 3 or 4 years. Can't remember how many of those we've been. it's always a great one. I'm glad to hear that it was great. Yeah, I looked at that yesterday. I'm like, man, how could I weasel my way into some golf this weekend? How could I do that? It just wasn't working out in my head.
You got to play on Friday though, so you were fortunate in that regard.
And that was fun. That was a great event. IRLC in support, Independent Resource Living Center. Like it was a great event. They had a lot of fun. We did okay. The best thing that happened to us for that event that was that Parr was your friend. So I think I did get an albatross by myself. So they moved us in. There was one of the gimmick holes. It was like from 150 out on a par five. Hit a great shot from 150 and sunk the putt myself. So it was a solo albatross as my contribution.
From 150 in, though. Like that, let's put a little caveat on there. 150 in. That's right. It was one of the holes that they pushed.
But still, it was a good shot and it was a good putt. We had a lot of fun, though. So we were playing with some great people. Brandon Zinner was there. You know, listeners will know Brandon. And then a couple other people that are, one of whom is a great friend of ours. And they, two women, and they talked us into, because we came pretty clear, like, after the first two holes. I was like, all right, we're not going to win this thing. Like, Parr's our friend. We'll have a fine score, but we're not winning this tournament. They talked us into, have you ever played golf barefoot?
I've not, no.
Grounding. I've heard people do this, and they play, she and a friend play all the time. They always play barefoot. It's grounding. You're supposed to, like, connect you with their, but I'll tell, like, by, you know, there were, we were far enough into it. We're like, all right, fine, whatever. We'll play barefoot with you guys. It was kind of nice. And like the nice part was, like, you never get to walk on grass that nice barefoot, right? Like, you never feel, and it was all right. It was decent. Like, I could do it again. So we were the crew that was out there barefoot, you know, just having a good time. It was a great tournament.
Yeah, I hope you clipped your toenails before you had to take your shoes off in front of everybody.
There was some conversation. You know, a lot of guys have gross feet, and I was like, I'm good. I'm clear. I don't have gross feet yet. They're fine. I got a little hair on the toe, you know, like most, but other than that, I have normal feet. Like, I can wear sandals and not be worried about it. But it was fine. That course is so fun. Sand Creek is so cool. Like, what a little gem out there in Newton. It's a tough course, though, man. You better hit the fairways. It's one of those courses, if you don't hit the fairway, you might not find your ball in the first cut of rough. Like, you better keep it in play. But it was a great time. Love it. Hope everybody's able to enjoy the golf. It's a great golf weekend. Great weekend to get out there and catch a sunburn. It's a hot week here. Like, not now, it's not just going to be nice. It's going to be kind of hot.
I saw on Wednesday, the high is what, like 93, 94, something like that. I think it's just a one day thing, but,
just keeps going up. Let's check our new, by the way, weather partner upcoming, Storm Team 12. Let's check the old weather app here and see what that high is creeping up to, because yeah, it has been going up. 93 is what I saw last night as well. Today, I know, well, of course, today we're getting a high, what, in the mid-70s? Sorry.
82 is the high today is what I see.
82. My kids, I was just getting them on the bus, and they're like, oh, you know, do I need to bring a jacket? And I'm like, well, no. Like, you're going to be hot. Remember what it was like yesterday? It's going to be worse today. Like, it's not going to be good. I forgot my phone, so I don't have my Storm Team 12 app. I left it upstairs, and I got the kids on the bus. But it will be, yes, I believe it's going to go into the 90s. I thought about that yesterday, as it's like, I don't know, 11 a.m. and I'm at a soccer game and it's 72, 3 degrees and we're legit. Everyone's like, God, it's hot. Like, we're dumping water on the kids' heads. What is 95 going to feel like? And when, especially when it gets humid. How's it going to feel when it's triple digits? I just pulled it up online, by the way. Yes, 93.
Well, and that's the thing, too. So, like, you know, this weekend was perfect weather-wise for Mother's Day. By the time we get to Father's Day, it's going to be 102 degrees. It's going to feel like 110. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I'll still go out and play golf and, you know, get away for a while. But the moms get the great weather on Mother's Day. It gets hot by the time our day kind of rolls around.
Well, it'll be an interesting exercise, of course, because the Wichita Open moves this year, a week later, and like, you could set your calendar to, oh, when is it going to start to get really hot? It'll be when the Wichita Open comes.
The way it always is.
Just happens every year.
Yeah, the week of the Wichita Open is the first week that it gets really hot.
It'll rain right before, so it can get nice and steamy, and then that's when we turn to the really hot weather. So now it's a week later. So maybe the weather will follow the Open and not Father's Day. We'll get a little relief on Father's
I know
Day.
That I know the Masters has the claim to the phrase a tradition unlike any other. But I think in our neck of the woods, a tradition unlike any other is that you know when the Wichita Open rolls around, it is going to be so freaking hot.
It will rain during Riverfest and during the fair, right? And it will get blistering hot when we get to the Wichita Open. You can just count on it. And that's, we'll be out there. We're going to, I don't know if I've told you this, we're going to be live out there. And right after we're live, we'll be doing some HTO out there for the first time, which is going to be, I think, a pretty massive undertaking. Honestly, I'm not sure we're ready to be out there sweating like that. But we're going to give it a whirl. So you can come say hi to us at either on the air and we're out there for the radio, or as we flip over, we got to figure out too. We got to get Brandon and TJ. I know they're huge golf guys and they'll be out there for Kaywich. We got to get them involved too. It's going to be a fun week. It'll be a blast. That schedule, by the way, totally screwed up a huge family trip I had, like back home, family reunion, on the calendar, everything booked, and I totally forgot the Open was a week later. We were kicking it around the office, and I'm like, wait, what? And it just like, it was like, yeah, it totally, totally bombed a huge family event. And I'm like,
I really like the fact that it's moving a week. And the reason, well, I mean, I'm a big golf fan. I like watching golf on TV.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the last time I've been able to lock into the US Open because it's always opposite of the Wichita Open. And you've got Father's Day weekend and all that. Like, that's the one major that out of the four, I usually don't pay super close attention to because we're so busy here locally with the Wichita Open. But now that it's shifted a week, US Open is the week before Father's Day weekend, all of that, be able to lock in. And then the next week is the Wichita Open. And I really like that change.
I'm fascinated to see what it does to attendance. I think attendance will go up. The only thing is, and maybe we're doing a service to the community right now by reminding everybody that the Wichita Open is a week later this year.
It is not Father's Day weekend.
As I've told that story about how I totally screwed up the family trip, they're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, yeah, it's a week later this year. And they're like, that's not what I have in my calendar. I'm like, I get it. We all set our calendars to Father's Day weekend. I'm telling you, it's not Father's Day weekend this year. So you need to make an adjustment. So as we're going to have live shows out there, hey, everybody, the Wichita Open is not Father's Day weekend. It is not a weekend like that is not this year. It is a week later than that. So I'm curious to see what that does. But yeah, even I don't know. I think it helps them both ways because like Father's Day. I'm just trying to think of the vibe out there in all the years. I think a lot of people probably went out for that and walked it, right? But as far as like all the festivities, I'm not sure that was whatever anybody ever had on their like Father's Day radar.
Well, and
so
for
that'll
me,
be interesting.
I mean, you know, again, I'm a golf fan and I would be out there Thursday, Friday, usually on Saturday to enjoy and watch. By the time Sunday rolled around, I'm like, you know what? I'm probably not going to go out again for the final round. Like I might want to go play golf myself or stay at home and lay on the couch and watch baseball or, you know, whatever, as opposed to going out for a fourth day. So, I mean, that may change things this year for me. I may want to go out to the final round of the Wichita Open knowing that it's not going to land on Father's Day.
I'm the same way. I usually make it to 2 days of the four and it's not usually Sunday for that reason. And so that could change. I could be totally, well, I'll be out there this year because we're doing tea, but it'll be, that will be an interesting, I don't know what it'll do. I don't know if because it's such a tradition, it'll make things crazy or if it'll do, I think it's going to add to it. Of course, attendance is never an issue at the Wichita Open. It is the event of the tour. I mean, every year it is. Every year. Those guys talk about it. We always talk about it. It's incredible. They do a great job. Love what they do. Love that we're going to be out there. That's always a lot of fun. It was last year anyway. So we're looking forward to it. I joked about the Truist Open earlier. I have not been locked in at all. I know that Byron Nelson is always a fun event and Scheffler, but Scheffler had it by so much. Has there been anything on tour? Our friends out at Crestview that give us a hard time every time we see him drink a beer at the bar, but we don't talk enough golf. We're going to hate this.
I mean, we're leading into this week a major championship. The PGA Championship is this week. It starts on Thursday, at Quail Hollow. And so that's going to be big. And there are a lot of storylines, you know, regarding this major championship. You know, now that Rory's got the monkey off of his back with the Masters win and he's kind of in top form, can he kind of let loose and get it done for a second straight major? Justin Thomas won a tournament a couple of weeks ago, the RBC Heritage. Can he turn that into a major championship win? There's a lot of really cool storylines going into the PGA Championship this week.
And I assume our guys, I haven't checked the, do we have Stevens and Hadwin?
Hadwin, yes. I haven't looked. I would imagine Stevens, yes. But I'll have to confirm that.
I always look for Gary Woodland. Such a great story coming back from his, his brain surgery. And I always watch Ryan Palmer, as long as those guys are all in there, I love majors. I do love majors. I didn't even realize it was PGA Championship this weekend. But I do love majors.
Yeah, so maybe you've got both of those guys, Stevens and Hadwin, in the field, right. And then Gary Woodland also in the field as well. So all three of those guys in the field.
There you go. There's all your Kansas connections. We'll keep an eye on that. We'll root for our locals like crazy. That always makes golf more entertaining for me. I know a lot of people can watch it regardless. I either need the people that I have some connection to or star power. Like I star power is okay too. Like if it's, you know, Scheffler and Morikawa and whatever, like I'll be on board with that too. I need to see, you know, my son is like, we can't watch enough sports right now. Like his sports bone has hit in the last 6-8 months. I wonder if he'd be into watching golf. I should put that on and see, because he'll watch anything. He doesn't care.
I was really confused, by the way, about the Truist Championship, because I'm like, I've never even heard of this before. And it was at a club where it was like the Philadelphia Cricket Club. I'm like, what is this? What are we doing? Turns out I did a little bit of research because I was really confused. It used to be called the Wells Fargo Championship, which I'm totally familiar with the Wells Fargo. New title sponsor, so they changed the name. Typically, the Wells Fargo, now the Truist, is held at Quail Hollow, but because the PGA Championship is at Quail Hollow this week, they moved it to another location, which is in Philadelphia. So this year you've got a new name and a new location for this tournament that formerly was the Wells Fargo, always at Quail Hollow. Now the players will get to play Quail Hollow this week in the PGA Championship.
All right. I don't know anything about Quail Hollow, but it sounds cool.
Oh, it's a fun course. North Carolina, yeah. I believe. It's one of the more, I think, signature courses on tour. I mean, you always have Sawgrass and you've got Augusta and you've got Pebble Beach and, you know, Quail Hollow is up there. And the fact that it's, you know, they're going to hold a major championship there tells you that it's pretty high quality.
Yeah. Have you ever played golf in the Carolinas?
I have not. I would love to play golf in the Carolinas.
It's great. It's great. Squirrels are gray. Don't let them throw you off, but it's great. I saw a little gray squirrels. What the hell is that? Squirrel. Oh, they're different colors here. I didn't know that. I didn't know that happened. But yeah, no, it's the trees are incredible and they're so tall and huge. It's great. I've been able to play out there a couple times, but yeah, we'll watch that. I'll watch this, PGA Championship and we'll get into it. All right. Let's give away one more thing here, and it's for some Wind Surge tickets. Saturday is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Night at Equity Bank Park. You got a chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Wind Surge take on the Travelers of Arkansas. Just text the keyword towel, all right? Towel, T-O-W-E-L, for those spelling challenged out there, T-O-W-E-L, to the short code 20357 for your chance to win. One entry per day, standard message and data rates apply. Again, it's Towel 20357, Surge Baseball this weekend. It's a 4:05 first pitch, and the first 2,000 fans, this will make sense, receive a commemorative Wind Surge towel. That's why that's the keyword. For more info, you can go to kfhradio.com. Contest ends at noon on Friday. Good luck, everybody. I think that covers our giveaways here today, Tommy. So we've had a couple of concerts. We've had some Wind Surge tickets. We've had some HTO. We're feeling generous this week, and we love it. We love giving everybody the opportunity to win those. Remember, the texting contest, if you're listening to us on the Odyssey app, are good for a while. We already did our call-in contest. We'll do this again tomorrow. We have more chances to win again tomorrow. So stay tuned for your opportunity there, or tune in if you're just getting us tuned in here on 97.5 Over the Air. And we've got a big week. It's always a big week when your Major League Baseball team is thick in the middle of it and looks like it's going to be good. And the Royals are both of those things. And now they continue a stretch of games where the competition's going to step up from where they were. They had the 16 out of 18 game stretch that has totally turned the slow start of the season upside down, and now things are looking good. But now they get a much tougher stretch on the schedule, the first three of which here, Tommy, come on the road. And that'll come in Houston this weekend. They are going to face good pitching, most likely, at least in these first two games. And so here we go. For the offense, it'll be, you know, it's a hitter-friendly park down there in Houston. You kind of get after it that way a little bit, but you're going to go up against the Astros here, and the Astros are not this year what they once were. Fully understand that. But you got Framber Valdez in the second game tonight. Tomorrow night. You better be ready to bring it against the Astros. That'll be good. The first three games, actually all three of these games, are evening starts. They will get a day off on Thursday, which will be their first in quite a while, actually. So you come into this series against the Astros, and you better be ready to bring it. You better be ready to bring it, because they'll get you still. They're not as good. I think they had to put one of their best hitters on the IL, but they can still pitch a little bit, and they're going to pitch in this series. And we will, we'll see how this offense can fare. We talked about it. It was not a good weekend for the Royals offense. It hasn't been a good season, quite frankly, in totality for the Royals offense. And now they've got to put it together. I don't know how much is there. We talked about this in the first hour. What can be done right now while they figure out long-term solutions to this challenge for the offense? I mean, if we're stacking it up just against the rest of the league, they're only better than the White Sox, which is nothing you would want to be proud of, and the Rangers, who have been epically bad offensively to start the year, even worse than the Royals. That's it. That's it. As great as the pitching's been, they're going to have to score some runs, at least at a higher clip than they've been able to do. Detroit and Cleveland are both losers of their last series, too, so that's helped. But you come into this stretch here now, Tommy, with the Astros, who are, you know, they have gotten hot, right? A little bit. I say hot. Hot's probably not the right term. They're above 500, though, right? Like, that's a team that's quality. And then you're going to get the Cardinals, a team that is getting hot, who's won 8 games in a row, by the way, who has climbed up over 500. And then you just keep the train rolling. Giants, Twins, Reds. Those are teams that are all going to contend this year. The Giants are very good, by the way. This is a stretch that you need to get a hold of quickly if you're the Royals, and they'll face good pitching here right off the top against the Astros in the next two games.
Yeah, it goes back to what we talked about at the very top of the show. I mean, just trying to find ways to generate, you know, maybe not even necessarily offense, but generate putting yourself in better positions. Because I don't think that magically they're just going to like start to hit more. But if you can be more clutch, if you can have situations where, basically the Royals are able to move more runners into scoring position. If you have to play nearly flawless baseball outside of your offensive output if you want to have a good chance to win games against good teams. You can't commit errors out in the field. You've got to be able to, not let your good pitching go to waste. You've got to make sure that you are not making mental mistakes on the base paths. All these different things, it's going to make it, it basically magnifies all other aspects of your game if you're not hitting, because the margin to make mistakes is that much smaller.
That's a great point. And like, if your pitching is great, you don't want them to feel like they can't ever allow a run, right? Like, you can't put that kind of pressure on your pitching in May. Like, you have to help them out some, and they're just not doing it. And it is what it is. Like, it, you know, like, if Salvi has lost home run power, right? Bobby Witt Jr. is out of his mind. He's not hitting for power right now. Getting on the road will probably help that for Bobby. Vinny's not doing anything in the power category. Not that he's a true power hitter, but he's a run producer typically. Like, it's going to take creativity. We talked about maybe getting aggressive on the base path. The Royals are already aggressive out there, but I don't know what else you do, right? Like, you can't get out there to the point where you're so aggressive you're making mistakes on the base paths, because that can hurt you even worse if you give them easy outs. I don't know that it feels. Here's what I really wonder inside that locker room. For a lot of fans, if you want a fun exercise on overreactions, go search like Royals offense on Twitter. If you want to see what people I wonder how much pressure. Desperation is not the right word, because it's not going to be there. Nobody's desperate right now, but I wonder how much pressure this offense feels and what could be the thing that releases that pressure, that lets them just kind of go chill out and do what they do. I think getting into a hitter friendly ballpark and just like unloading a little bit could do it. Could certainly help. But I also think we've got enough games under the belt now where just hoping that's going to happen is not the right thing to do anymore. Just saying, well, you know, they'll probably start to hit at some point. I mean, we're getting far enough into this season where we're like, we can count on trends, I think. Just like we can count on the trend that their pitching is going to be great. 42 games or 43 games, whatever we are into the season, we can also probably count on this is not going to be an offensive juggernaut as it's currently constructed. So that's where we get into the old, what can they do? I think mixing up the lineup's the next best thing, like the next thing to try. And they tried a little bit of that over the weekend against the Red Sox. Didn't work yet, but over time, I think it could help. But I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I don't think they do either.
No, I don't think they do. I mean, other than just continuing to lean on their pitching. And again, I think that you can trace back the loss of the series over the weekend to the Red Sox to two different things. Obviously, you're not going to win when you only score a handful of runs in three games combined. That's not going to work for you. That's number one. But number two, you had your two top guys in the rotation that didn't really effectively get the job done. I know Lugo overall had a pretty decent outing, but it wasn't elite. And unfortunately, with the lack of production offensively for the Royals, you have to have elite pitching game in and game out. Cole Reagans didn't look particularly good. He had a bad inning that sort of the floodgates then opened, and then all hell broke loose and the Red Sox bats came alive. So I think that you can sort of push that off as an outlier a little bit, but still you would have liked to think that between Reagans and Lugo, at least one of those guys could have gotten a win at the very top of your rotation. And then you're talking about the Royals winning the series as opposed to losing the three game set. So I think that those two things you have to keep in mind as well. But yeah, for sure. Like you've got to try to figure out other ways to get the job done. And as we've talked about before, it's no secret. It's going to come down to the way that these pitchers are able to get the job done, because you've got to compensate somehow for the lack of power and the lack of offense. It's going to have to come on the backs of your rotation.
Yeah, it's that's okay. Like, I think they're equipped to handle that. I think they're big boys and they can handle that pressure. But you don't want to overdo it, right? I don't want to look at it and say Seth Lugo going six and giving up one big hit is not good, as a bad start. And I don't think that's what anybody's saying, but like sometimes that's got to be good enough. Like sometimes you got to bail them out too. And you got to do them a favor in return when they allow you to only score a run or two runs and get a win because they were so lights out. Like you got to help them out too. When this season started last year, the Royals were so streaky. I think one of the big questions for me right now is there still a chance this is a streaky offense and they catch fire? We're 42 games into the season, and at no point this year has the offense been consistently good. Like at no point have they gone through a stretch of five or six games even where they've been scoring a bunch of runs. I don't know that it's going to be a streaky offense this year. I think, Tommy, it's probably just, again, this is all is currently constructed and that'll change. I just don't think they're a very good offense, and we're just going to have to readjust that thinking. At least I will, because I keep waiting for like, all right, here comes that hot streak offensively. I know they won 16 out of 18 games. Obviously the team overall did, but the offense particularly is what I'm talking about here. I don't know that that's going to happen. And I mean, maybe it still will. But that I feel like that's probably not the way to think about it if you're trying to look at the long-term prospects of this particular 2025 Royals team.
I think you're right. I mean, you know, perspective is important, and it's really easy when you've got two games back-to-back on Saturday and Sunday where they didn't hit and they weren't able to get the job done, you know, to start to I don't want to say panic, but to start to be concerned a little bit overall. But remember, in their last 20 games, they're 16-4, right? So you take the good with the bad. You're going into a series now with an Astros team that has improved from the last time these two teams faced each other. And then from there, you know, you're going to take on a Cardinals team back at home for a short weekend series. And the Cardinals are playing really good baseball right now. So you've got to be ready for that. And then you're back on the road again. So it doesn't get any easier for sure for the Royals. That 16-4 stretch over your last 20 games, that's great, but that's now in the past. And so how do you turn the page? How do you turn the corner, you know, and try to, you know, try to compensate for what has been, yeah, a pretty glaring lack of offense?
I think two things. I think you almost like we have these two things. Like the team is going to be fine, right? The team is going to be good. They're not, I'm not worried particularly about that. Then we talk about the offense only, and that's not good. And I don't know that it's going to get much better. If they're going to reach their ultimate goals this year, it's going to have to be better. It has to be. It's not good enough to do what they want to do this year right now. I mean, it's just not. And I don't know when it's going to, like, I think it's probably time to say, okay, we're not just like, it's not just going to come magically. I mean, maybe it will. That would be awesome. But we're 40 games into this, and at no point this year have they been good consistently offensively. No point. What worries me, if there's the bigger worry or anything, it's that what happened earlier in the season when they did play some better offenses that were scoring, you know, God forbid the opposition scores four runs in a game. That can't feel insurmountable like it does right now. Hell, Tommy, three runs yesterday. You said it. I totally agree. It's the fifth inning or whatever it was, and they're down 3-1, and you're like, they're not going to score enough runs to win this game. That's crazy. But that's what it is right now. That's the challenge, right?
I will say, though, that yes, they're not a team that's built to come from behind. If they can get out to a lead early, that's when you start to feel comfortable. That's the formula for success. Even if the team's not hitting, that's the formula for success.
Yeah, and that's why I think there are kind of two things. I think as far as them winning games and being like, they're going to be fine, but they got to get this other thing fixed if they want to win a World Series or win playoff series or do those kinds of things. That's what gives them this long runway to figure out. And that's what makes, you know, we always talk about panic, but that's what makes it like not high on the panic. It doesn't mean they don't need to figure it out, though. It doesn't mean it's not frustrating. I know fans are frustrated with it, but they'll get it done. That'll do it for Sports Daily for us on a Monday. Coming up tonight here on KFH, you've got the Brian Green Coaches Show for Wichita State Baseball. That's at 6 o'clock. And with the Royals now in the Central Time Zone down there in Texas, they'll play 7:10 games. So you'll get the 7 o'clock pregame coverage right after the Brian Green Show here on KFH. So we'll see if they can get it done. We'll be back tomorrow to talk about it and some NBA playoffs and everything else.
It'll be a lot of fun. Looking forward to getting into it.
All right. We'll see everybody tomorrow. For Max, for Tommy, good luck to everybody in our contest. We'll see you tomorrow.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May's celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.